人请翻开拿红书，
来再跟这个 book name。
今天我们读了圣经章节，读经的进度是在拿红书。
Today's schedule is in the book of Nahum.
拿红书是对尼尼微的一个审判。
It's a judgment against the Nineveh.
拿红书这个审判呢，跟这个约拿有很特别的地方。
There's some special relationship between this judgment of Nineveh and Jonah.
我们看到尼尼微曾经在130多年前，约拿把福音传给他们。
We saw that the Jonah preached the gospel to the nation of Assyria and Nineveh 130 some years before.
从老到少。
From the youngest to the oldest.
披麻戴孝。
And also the vine was covering.
痛心疾首的悔改。
They had repentance.
极大的复兴。
And brought great revival.
在外邦的这个国度里头。
So in the Gentile nation.
废掉所有的神子。
So they put away all their bondage.
但是我们看到在这一个尼尼微再一次的接受到审判。
But we saw Nineveh receive judgment again.
我们看到神的严厉。
We saw the severity of God.
那么整个哈拿红的这一个背景我们不太清楚。
We don't know exactly the background of the book of Nahum.
因为圣经并没有很清楚的交代它的整个的去处。
Because the Bible did not give us a lot of details about its origin.
很多的时候我们看到先知都会讲到是谁的孩子。
So oftentimes when we read about the book of prophet, they will mention whose son the prophet is.
拿红书里面没有。
But Nahum, book of Nahum was not mentioned.
开始就讲到论到尼尼微的末世。
In the beginning it says an oracle concerning Nineveh.
讲到他是以勒歌诗人。
That he was an Elkoshite.
并没有说是谁的孩子。
But did not say whose son he was.
当然有很多人，以勒歌诗就可能是他祖父那一辈以他祖父那一辈的名字来命名为地名。
So maybe it was the name of his forefather that he used as the name of the land.
纵然如此，我们也查不到以勒歌诗人他的大概的来源。
But yet we cannot find the origin of the Elkoshites.
或是在圣经里面名称里面有这样子的一个人。
Or maybe we are not able to find the name of such a person in the Bible.
但拿红这个的名字就是安慰者的意思。
Nahum means the one who comforts.
一个安慰者，然后讲到一个神公义的审判。
A comforter who speaks about the righteous judgment of God.
那么拿红是一个安慰者。
Nahum is a comforter.
却讲到尼尼微的审判。
You talk about the judgment against Nineveh.
这是一个什么样子的一个背景呢？
What is this background?
这是一个这一个整个西西家之后。
This is after Hezekiah.
拿红才在做这个的预言。
Then the prophecy came to Nahum.
我们知道西西家的孩子。
We know that Hezekiah's descendants.
西西家这个来到了这一个耶路撒冷呢。
When he came to Jerusalem,
亚述来到耶路撒冷呢。
When the Assyrians came to Jerusalem,
把西西家的孩子呢抓去了。
He took away his Hezekiah's sons.
那么呢，我们看到当他的父亲这十五年内发生的这个十五年内发生了许多的事情。
And then in the 15-year span, a lot happened to his father.
第一件事情呢，就是十五年的延长寿命的当中呢，他的孩子被抓走。
So one of the things is during his time, his children became captives.
第二件呢，他怎么样拉拢巴比伦
？The second thing he tried to make
alliance
was by Babylon.
亚述帝国
try to conquer or try to overcome Assyria.
西西家当时在这一个还没有求十五年这个寿命的时候
，So before King Hezekiah asked for the 15 years,
他做过许多这一个。毁掉偶像的事情。
He did a lot of work in terms of destroying the idol worship.
纵然有很多的敌军临到的时候呢，他怎么样？他也是依靠神。
So when a lot of enemy came, he also depended on trusting the God.
西西家当然是一个非常这个难能可贵的王。
Of course, Hezekiah was an unusual king.
但这西西家这个王呢，跟我们的生命里面是一样的写照。
But it seems in our description of our life.
首先先看环境。
First, look at the environment.
能靠我能够依靠的。
And trusting what you could trust.
到真的没有办法的时候，我们再来找神。
And when there's no other way, when we come to see God.
基西家其实也有这方面的自信。
And Hezekiah also has that nature in him.
其实我们每一个人在信仰上都有多少这样的自信。
So in our faith, all of us have many times done this.
那么当这一个西西家神给他这个说你的寿数临到了。
When God told Hezekiah time to set his house in order.
以赛亚来跟他讲的时候。
And when does, Isaiah came to say to him.
哎呀，他整个转变面向神。
And he completely turned toward God.
啊，面向神的时候。
When he turned to God.
我们就看到在这个祷告的当中神给他15年的寿命。
We saw that God gave him 15 years.
15年寿命当中他的孩子这个被抓走。
But in his 15 years, his sons were taken away.
这个15年的当中我们看到他迎接巴比伦，把这个里面圣殿里面的一些财宝给巴比伦看。
So he invited the Babylonians and then he showed his treasures of his house to the Babylonians.
引来日后巴比伦对这一个以色列的这个灭亡。
So at the end it led to the destruction of Israel.
当我们看到这个马拉西呢是一个非常恶的王。
Manasseh was a very evil king.
那么我们看到他拜偶像。
And he worshipped idols.
甚至把圣殿里面的这个偶像呢这个神的圣物拿走，把偶像搬进来。
Even he took away the sacred objects in the temple and brought in the idols.
那么我们当看到这一个拿哄在那个时代里面的时候呢，他还做先知。
So when we see in Nahum in that time became a prophet.
当我们看到这一个后来这个当然他的孩子有悔改。
Of course his son repented.
整个悔改的当中呢，在这一个建造圣殿的当中。
So he repented during the time of rebuilding of the temple.
为什么呢？神把苦难临到他们。
Because God gave him hardship.
他被巴比伦再次的这一个打败掳走以后呢，回到这个圣殿的当中。
So when he was defeated and came back to the temple.
那这个时候呢？
During that time.
刚好这个亚述帝国呢，就放话要来毁灭这个耶路撒冷。
So Assyrian threatened to destroy Jerusalem.
那么拿哄书呢，就在这个时候呢，就说你不用怕。
So during the time of Nahum, they talk about
not afraid. 要受神的审判。
That Nineveh will be judged.
当我们看到整个神的公义临到的时候
，So when we see the righteousness of God comes,
对某一些来讲是安慰
，To some it's comfort.
一方面也是一个警惕
But to another is a warning.
就是尼尼微曾经在神的许可下面他保留他们这个存活下来
So during the time of Nineveh they left this behind.
这一个警告是一种鼓舞，也是一种非常大的警戒。
This warning is also it's an encouragement but also is a great warning.
因此这个拿哄书在这个讲到尼尼微的审判的时候的背景是这样。
So this is the background when in the book of Nahum.The warning against Nineveh.
那么从这样子的一个背景里面，我们看到拿哄书在讲到这一个尼尼微灭亡的时候，神的公义。
So when this book talks about God's righteousness, in his judgment against Nineveh,
以及他对我们所施的慈爱
，and also his love or mercy to us.
如果我们在这一个弥迦书里面，我们看到他喜爱施恩。
We know that in Micah that he loves mercy.
将我们的罪投在深海里。
He hurled our iniquity into the depths of the sea.
圣经里面在旧约里面有这一个三次讲到这一个把罪丢在深海里。
In the Old Testament, it was mentioned three times that God throws our iniquity into the depths of the sea.
不再纪念我们的罪。
Meaning that God does not remember our sins.
这个是在旧约里面有这个几三处圣经章节里面提到。
And this was mentioned three times in the Old Testament.
那么第二处讲到什么呢？第二处讲到这一个他怎么样？他把我们的这一个罪丢在我们的背后。
The second description that he put the sins behind our back.
不但丢在我们背后，踩在脚底下。
Not only that he tread under his foot.
不再被看见。
No longer to be seen.
特别在诗篇里面讲到东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
As also mentioned in Psalms, as far as east from west, how far He has removed transgression from us.
旧约里面看到神的施慈爱里面呢，有这三处圣经里面告诉我们。
So in the mercy of God, we see in the Old Testament that these four verses tell us.
一处就是在我们昨天提到的弥迦书里面。
One was in the book of Micah we mentioned yesterday.
他帮我们将我们的罪投在深海里。
That he hurled all our iniquity into the depths of the sea.
什么叫做深海呢
？What is the depths of the sea?
就是已经在海里面已经看不到阳光的。
So in the depth of the sea, no longer be shown in the sunlight.
有一些这个深所谓的深海呢，就是说那一些阳光照不到地方的海域。
So depth meaning that there's no sunlight where in the sea, the depth of the sea.
这个三十公尺以下、啊，大概就阳光就进不去了。
After 30 meters depth, there's no longer visible sunlight.
深海里面呢，在这个三十公尺以下以后呢，基本上都已经快叫深海了。
So After 30 meters of depth is practically the depth of the sea.
因为阳光的透射进入到海里面的时候，没有办法超过这个尺寸。
The sunlight cannot penetrate the depth of the sea.
所以在那个地底下里面呢，就黑压压的一片。
So it's complete darkness in this depth.
已经看不到了。
You're no longer visible.
看不到什么东西跟什么东西。
You cannot distinguish them.
意思呢，罪我们看不见。
Means that we don't longer see the iniquity.
丢在深海里面。
Hurled into the depths of the sea.
神把我们的罪放在背后
and also put his sins on our back.
那么呢，踩在脚底下
and tread under his foot.
不再纪念
no longer remembers.
神把我们的罪呢，东离西有多远？他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远
？As far as the east from the west, also he has removed our transgressions from us.
这个是讲到神他的公义
He's talking about God's righteousness.
对以色列人来讲是一种鼓励。
So to the Israelites, it's an encouragement.
但对一个尼尼微的一种警戒来讲
，But to the Nineveh as a warning.
对于以色列来听也是一种公义。
But to the ears of Israel, it's also righteousness.
我们知道过去一百多年前，尼尼微神正受到神的爱眷顾。
So we know that over 100+ years ago, Nineveh
received. 不是神的儿女。
Received the mercy and love of God, even though they were not sons and daughters of God.
却是神所创造的。
But created by God.
他们爱他们的时候，这120,000不分左右手的人。
So when God loved them, these 120,000 people who do not know their left
and right. 而又他们从老到少，认罪悔改。
From the oldest to the youngest, they repented.
我们看神就赦免他们的罪。
And God forgave their sins.
但是这一个亚，这个以这个。这个啊、这个亚述呢，当他们兴起的时候
，But when Assyrians were raised up，
开始又敬拜偶像
，They began to worship idols，
所以神就有极大的愤怒临到。
So that's why great wrath came upon them。
新约告诉我们，保罗说，可见神的恩慈和严厉。
So we can see in the New Testament that Paul said that God's mercy but His severity，
向那跌倒的人
，To those who stumble，
向那已经的转离偏向神，偏向。不偏向是偏向偶像的这些人
to those who depart from who turn toward idols
是怎么样是严厉的
it's strict
对于我们归回向神呢是恩慈的
but to those who turn to God it's mercy
因此在拿鸿书第一章第七节里面就告耶和华本为善
so in chapter 1 verse 7 Nahum says the Lord is good
在患难的日子为人的保障
a refuge in times of trouble
并且认得那些投靠他的人
He cares for those who trust in him.
告诉我们要转回归向神。
Telling us when to turn toward God.
我们看到以这个犹大国呢，真的有转回归向神。
We see saw that the nation of Judah did turn back to God.
但是呢，我们看到到以色列到那一个时候呢，虽然被毁掉、被建造
，Even though Israel was destroyed but was broken and then rebuilt.
圣经讲了一句话。
The Bible says.
百姓仍然在丘坛上献祭。
Yet the people still worship at the altars.
意思呢是不按照神的方式而行。
Meaning that they did not do things according to God's ways.
啊，这一个呢，就是神他对这个世界里面呢提出一个很重要的一个责任感。
So this is something that God showed in His responsibility to the world.
啊，要人是归回。
He wants men to return or repent.
他不愿意人转回归向自己所创造的那个偶像。
He does not want men turn to the idols that their hands create.
或是自以为意所塑造出来的那个神像。
Or the image of God that created in their own righteousness.
他愿意人回转归向神。
You got to have man turn to God.
他好赦免我们的罪。
So he can forgive our sins.
那我们看到神创造了这世界。
We see that God created this world.
但这世界呢，却背叛了神。
And that world rebelled against God.
成为一个抵挡神的强暴者。
Become a violent anti God, anti Christ.
我们看到尼尼微亚述就成为攻击人的一个目标。
So we saw that Nineveh and Assyria become an object of attack.
而且这个攻击是非常可怕的。
And we saw that this is a scary attack.
他们用的是怎么样？这一个柔怀柔跟这个暴力政策。
They use some violence and trickery.
如果坚这个投降
，If you do not surrender,
哎，他们对他们很好。
They will treat them well.
他们怎么样？就把他们这个东南西北调来调去的，让变把这个民族呢，民族性没有了。
So they will move them out, so they no longer be a people.
哎，中国曾经有这样子哈，这个啊南地北调，把人从不让他，哎呦，我是山东人啊，我是什么人
？So this happened in China too, where they move people around, so they no longer have a nationalism.
因为我们太有地域观念了。
Because they have a concept of nationalism.
亚述他很早之前就知道这种方法。
Assyrians knew this way.
对于投降的人
，to those who surrendered.
就像我们看以色列人，他们后来变成撒玛利亚人。
Just like we see Israelites who became Samaritans.
他们用种族跟他们怎么样冲昏，然后消化他们的民族性。
So they use their customs and traditions and
the methods. 对于投降的人呢
？How about to those who surrendered?
哎呀，他们的残忍。
That they are cruel.
残忍到非常的可怕。
It was their cruelty was scary.
是人活生生的剥皮。
They actually stripped the skin of a man alive.
你要不要投降啊
？You want to surrender?
投降，我们有这么强大的这一个亚述帝国可以保护你。
We have such a strong nation of Assyria can protect you.
那么大多是当时的民族呢，很多都是投降的。
So a lot of tribal nations are surrendered.
当然有很多的这一个强悍的民族呢，他们人数虽然少，他们是誓死不投降。
So of course there are a few that were strong, but and few number that did not surrender.
所以他们用的方法呢是很可怕的。
So the method they used were very scary.
那么神不许可他们用这种暴力的方法。
But God did not allow them to use such a cruelty.
结果呢，最后他怎么样？他这一个啊被巴比伦所攻破。
At the end, they were destroyed, overcome by Babylon.
尼尼微的城墙啊，尼尼微城墙非常的大。
The walls of Nineveh were strong and great.
尼尼微的城墙大概有这一个很宽的城墙。
It's a very very wide.
同时可以并排十辆马车在上面跑。
And allow 10 chariots to run on top of it.
那你就知道那个城墙有多厚。
You can see how thick the walls were.
他们是一个非常外面有很大的一个池子当作这个护城河。
So they use this as to surround themselves.
巴比伦攻两年攻不下来。
Babylon could not attack it for
两年，他们仍然可以在里面自给自足。
They were able to survive among themselves.
攻到这个巴比伦要放弃了。
To the point that they almost give up.
结果神你的计划里面怎么可以放弃呢？
Of course, in God's plan, how can He give it?
下一场非常大的雨
，and there was a great rain that came upon.
护城河怎么样？淹满出来了
，and the river that surrounded the city
淹到城里面去
，flooded the city.
所以现在我们看到很多人不敢住在海边。
So we see a lot of people don't like to live by the seashore.
海啸之后
，after the tsunami,
这个海平面越来越升高
，that the sea level begin to rise.
你看他们怎么样？越来越不敢住海边。
The people are afraid to live by the seashore.
特别就是泰国淹水，泰国很多人住在海。河边哈
，especially in Thailand where people live by the river，
很多人都一样，很多喜欢把别墅盖在河边。
So a lot of people build their living quarters by the river。
上海很多那个支流哈，黄浦江里面的支流，人工挖的湖。
So like in Shanghai, there are a lot of lakes, many lakes, and the rivers connecting to them。
把这个黄浦江的水引到里面来，然后在社区里面绕几圈呢，旁边都是怎么样别墅。
So what they do was that the main rivers, waters around these special living quarters in Shanghai from the rivers.
开始在紧张了。
Now they are starting to get scared.
因为怎么样？发现到以前水涨潮的时候，水不会淹到这个河体来。
So when before the water rose, it did not reach at a high level.
现在不用涨潮已经淹到河底来了。
那 even without the high tide, it's already risen above the lines.
所以社区呢开始要在这个别墅旁边加盖怎么样？加盖这一个河堤。
So a lot of districts have to start building special protections.
本来是我家前面有小河。
Before it was just a small river in front of their houses.
后来可能我家前面要有水坝。
So now I need a dam before my house.
因为不然水会进来嘛。
Otherwise the water will come into the house.
有办法的人赶快卖掉。
So a lot of people who have means would sell their houses.
所以这个是一个怎么样开始紧张的现象。
This is a time of a worry.
我家前面有小河，这个以前的光景很好，现在不太好。
So before there was a small river that makes it beautiful.
河水会泛滥。
Now it's not very good.
It
also become a trouble.
尼尼微是这样子灭亡的。
So we saw how Nineveh fell.
这个护城河的水爆满，淹到城墙城里面去。
The river that surrounded the city flooded the city.
所以他们怎么样？他们知道天要亡他们。
So they knew that God was going to destroy them.
他们知道神让他们灭亡，他们就亚述帝国当时就投降。
So at that time the Assyrians surrendered.
所以你看看尼尼微就是这样灭亡的时候呢，我们看到拿鸿书呢。就在当时以犹大国非常害怕尼尼微的时候。
So, at that time, when Nineveh was about to fall, and Judah was very afraid of Nineveh.
神就告诉他们说，有一天神的审判要临到尼尼微。
So, God told them, one day the judgment will come against the Nineveh.
你们不需要惧怕亚述帝国。
Do not be afraid of Assyrians.
在整个的拿鸿书对犹大国当时是一种非常大的安慰。
So, it was a great comfort to the nation of Judah back then.
这也就是拿鸿这一个名字的意思。
This is the meaning of the name Nahum.
那么靠神的人我们可以度过这一切。
So those who trust in God can overcome these.
靠人靠一些方法的呢，有一天呢我们就会陷入很大的瓶颈里头。
So those who trust in men and their ways will fall into the traps.
所以整个拿鸿书给我们也很大的警惕。
So the book of Nahum gave us a great warning.
讲到神是公义的。
Talking about God is being righteous.
这个恶人绝对没有办法来影响我们。
The wicked cannot influence.
但是我们要想，这个审判既是公义的。
But we need to reflect that this judgment is righteous.
我们有没有走在神的义里面？
Are we walking in His righteousness?
这就是拿鸿书在审判尼尼微里面。
This is the book of Nahum on the judgment of Nineveh. 神讲出来
一个很重要的信息。
Got the message from God.
过去尼尼微被神保守眷顾。
In the past, Nineveh was cared for and protected by God.
归回神。
Because they turned to God.
不觉得自己的伟大。
They did not think their own greatness.
那么犹大国呢？
How about Judah?
神怜悯临到你们。
And the mercy came upon the nation of Judah.
也是因为你们的归回。
But because of their returning to him.
但是如果你们顽梗的心，
But if they had a rebellious
不愿意回到神的面前，
And not willing to turn back to God.
那么神的公义也会临到犹大国，
And his righteousness also will come upon them.
可惜我们看到百姓里面轻归轻，
So unfortunately we see that people here
这个苦难先度过再说吧，
They would go through the hardship first and see what happens.
因此神经常提到的一句话就是，你们观看我的作为。
That's why God said, "You saw my deeds."
你们的祖宗啊，观看我的作为40年。
Your forefathers saw what I did for 40 years.
那么你们现在呢
？And you
观看我的作为。
And keep seeing my works.
就是度过这个难关。
They just passed over the hardship.
先度过再说吧。
They passed over first.
度过了以后呢
？And then
有没有归回向神呢？
And they turn back to God.
我们看到列王记的时候，
When we see the Chronicles, I mean,
在一个时代里面呢，百姓仍然在秋坛献祭。
That the people still sacrifice at altars.
表示秋坛虽然有毁坏，没有完全被毁坏。
Even though the altars were destroyed, but not completely.
为什么神不喜悦秋坛呢？
So why God did not like altars?
其实呢，秋坛不是按着圣经里面所规定的祭坛所献的。
Because these altars were not made the way the Bible prescribed.
制造不是按着圣经的方法。
They were not produced according to the way described.
圣经并没有告诉我们要在高地里面建造丘坛。
God did not tell us, the Bible did not tell us to build altars in the hills.
但丘坛一定是在高地里面建造。
But altars are built in the hills.
为什么神不要让我们在高的地方呢？
Why doesn't God want us to build in the high places?
我们看到高的地方啊，这个很多的时候我们跟神亲近一点啊。
Some people feel like they, when they go to higher places, they can be closer to God.
那个献祭比较容易被神接受到了。
And that their sacrifice would be easily received by God.
这是人的想法。
This is man's thinking.
那么圣经里面告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
这个坛哈不能有阶梯。
That these altars cannot have steps.
为什么不能有阶梯
？Why come cannot have steps?
他讲到祭司献祭的时候，免得你的下体被我看见。
That when they push go up the steps, unless their nakedness are seen.
这个是神他对于祭司的一个要求。
This is God's requirement of the priest.
献祭里面你们不能让我看到污秽。
That in their sacrifice cannot be seen their uncleanness.
包括祭物。
Including the objects of sacrifice.
包括一些非常的都是讲到神他的圣洁。
You're talking about God's holiness.
但百姓忽略掉这一点。
But the people neglected these.
这个石头都不能够用过力气把它砍过。
Even the stones cannot be dressed with human tools.
因此呢，在整个的丘坛的建造里面，一定不合乎神的心意。
So these altars were not made according to God's will.
再来呢，这丘坛可能是曾经献拜过巴利的。
Even more, these altars may have been a sacrifice to Baal.
为什么不能重新为耶和华筑一个坛？
How can they not rebuild another altar to the Lord?
因为百姓啊，一样啊，这里也是可以献祭啦。
But people will say it's the same. This place you can also make an sacrifice.
神不就喜欢这牛羊吗？
Doesn't God isn't God pleased with these oxen?
好像觉得神需要被我们施舍一样。
It's like God needs food from us.
没有一个真正的一个心重建那个祭坛。
There's not a truthness in the heart to rebuild an altar.
按照神的心意来献祭。
According to His will that we make offerings.
因此呢，虽然归向神。
Even though we turn to God.
先知告诉我们说，假意的归向神。
But prophet tells us that our hearts are turned away from Him.
只要度过现在的难关。
Only able to pass over the current hardship.
那么度过了以后，我们再用我们的自由来敬拜吧。
And then we use our freedom to worship as we please.
所以靠神的人，他就会回到神的面前。
Those who trust in the Lord will come back to Him.
知道神的需要是什么。
And know what God requires. What God requires.
而不用这一个人的方式。
And not use man's way.
神过去饶恕尼尼微。
God forgave Nineveh before.
现在。审判尼尼微。
Now the judgment came against Nineveh.
表示呢，神他有教导他的公义。
Meaning that God has taught His righteousness.
他的怜悯。
And His mercy.
再来，人不归向神的时候，
when
那一个审判就临到。
When men do not turn back to Him, the judgment will come.
神给这个以色列人多方多次的管教。
God has taught Israelites many times.
乃是因为以色列是他的儿女。
Because the Israelites are his sons and daughters.
所以当苦难临到来的时候，这种管教帮助我们是好的。
So when sometimes the hardship comes, it's because they are too disciplined us to
管教可以使我们归向神。
So that we can turn back to him.
使神再一次的施恩给我们。
That God may have compassion on us again.
如果人不愿意接受管教的时候
，It men are not willing to receive the discipline.
就是不明白神的话语。
One is because they do not understand the word of God.
不明白神的话语是私生子，神是不管教的。
Meaning that they don't know that those God discipline only those who are sons.
管教的当中，对神有极大的埋怨。
So during the disciplining, they have a lot of complaints.
神把你当孩子，你把这个天父当成什么？认的义父。
So you God treat you as sons and daughters, yet you treat him as
神要把你当成真的孩子，你把神当成义父，你变成私生子。
So you treat him as an evil father. So therefore, you are like the
那么这样，神就没有办法把神的能力啊，这个应许嫁给你。
So you cannot receive the promise from God.
这个是神他的义不能背负自己。
This is God's righteousness; He cannot forsake Himself.
那有没有办法呢
？Is there any other way?
神为你担忧。
God grieves for you.
担忧的过程的当中
，during the process of grieving,
人再不归回
，and men do not turn back,
最后就落入神的审判。
At the end, they fall into the judgment of God.
所以我们就看到整个的神对以色列人他们的一个这个审判。
So we saw that God's judgment against Israelites.
管教
and teaching.
我对外邦人的审判跟管教
and God's teaching and discipline of the Gentiles.
都给当时给我们有一个很大的一个警惕。
give us a great warning.
所以虽然是安慰，
even though it's a comfort,
但却带着一个警惕在里头。
But it also has a warning in it.
愿我们在看神的话语的时候可以更加的明白。
So when we read the word of God, we can be more clear.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们得到你的安慰的时候，
when we receive your comfort,
也给我们有更大的警醒。
That we have more awakening.
让我们知道你的公义。
We know your righteousness.
你的慈爱。
In your mercy.
愿神帮助我们。
And the Lord help us.
让我们走在你的道路的当中。
Help us walk in your path.
归回向你。
And turn back to you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.